This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. Okay, I want to share with you a brief thought on Daf Ayin Tes, and then we'll try Daf Pei. Daf Ayin Tes discusses the subject of why David HaMelech made a prohibition on the Gevinim. There was a famine in Eretz Yisrael, and David didn't know the reason. Was it because of Avodah Zarah? Was it because of Arayos? Was it because of people who promised tzedakah and didn't give it? And ultimately it was said because they killed Gevinim, and because Shaul was not eulogized kahalacha. And David said, well, there's nothing we could do to rectify Shaul's lack of eulogy. It's already 30 years later. But let's see what we could do for the Gevinim. And the Gevinim basically would not be appeased until David HaMelech offered seven of Shaul's descendants. And when they were murdered, the Gevinim were appeased. But David saw that the Gevinim obviously had bad character. They were not Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Goyim Lechasadim. And therefore David put a prohibition on them. We're going to come back to that in a moment. And the when the descendants of Shaul were hanged, so people said, why were they hanged? And the response was, well, they didn't treat the Gevinim properly. And because of that, 150,000 Gerim were added to Klal Yisrael. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Here's what I would like to focus on. 150,000 Gerim were added to Klal Yisrael. One time in the Chumash, we find a Ger was added. One time in the Tanakh, we find a proliferation of Gerim. In the Chumash, where do we find Gerim were added? Yisroi. Yisroi came, and he was the first Ger added onto Klal Yisrael. In the Tanakh, where do we find Gerim? We find in the Megillah many Jews converted, many Goyim converted, many Gentiles became Mesiahadim, became Yehudim. The Pachad Yitzchak, Rav Huttner, says that in both instances, the addition of Gerim were followed the destruction of Amalek. The end of Beshalach, Klal Yisrael defeated Amalek, we have new Gerim. In the Megillah, we defeated Haman and Amalek, we have a lot of Gerim. Says the Pachad Yitzchak, it's not a coincidence. Because so long as Amalek is in the world, God's name is diminished. When Amalek is destroyed, God's name is magnified. Now, says the Pachad Yitzchak, when God's name is made great, we know God and the Klal Yisrael are one. Kutshabrichu v'Yisrael chadhu. Therefore, says Rav Huttner, when God's name is great, the Jewish people become more. Therefore, in the Megillah, when God's name is made great, we have more Gerim. And in the Chumash, in Beshalach, when Amalek is destroyed and God's name is made great, so we have Gerim. So whenever God's name is made great, the bigger God becomes, so to speak, the more Jews there are. Because the Jewish people are a reflection of God. But says Rav Huttner, that Yisrael, the Oiraisa, the Kutchabrichu Chadhu. It's not only God and Klal Yisrael are one, but the Torah and Klal Yisrael are one. And whenever Jews are added, the Torah gets bigger. And in fact, in Parshas Yisroi, when Yisroi comes to convert, not only does he convert, but the Torah gets bigger. He adds a Parsha to the Torah. V'ata sechezem mikol ha'am. He adds the Parsha. That's why his name was Yeser, and now his name becomes Yisroi. Likewise, in the times of Purim, not only V'rabbe me'ame yaretz mesiyahadim, but the Torah got bigger. How did the Torah get bigger? The Gemara says in Megillah and Daf Yodalad that nothing was ever added to the Torah except for the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. So as God's name becomes great and there become more Jews, V'rabbe me'ame yaretz mesiyahadim, the Torah becomes bigger because now we have the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. So applying that to our Gemara, where our Gemara says 150,000 Gerim were added to the Jewish people, so Okay, the Jewish people became bigger. How did the Torah become bigger? And the answer is, it's very obvious. There's a new din in the Torah. The Givonim are now Aser. That was the Gezerah of David. So it's interesting that whenever you see a proliferation, an addition of Jews, the Torah always gets bigger. Or whenever the Torah gets bigger, there are always more Jews. Because the Jewish people reflect the state of the Torah. When there are more Jews, there's more Torah. In fact, the Maharal says that why was the Achdus of Klal Yisrael a prerequisite to Kabbalah HaTorah? We know that the unity of the Jewish people, it was a prerequisite to Kabbalah HaTorah. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Very simple, because the Torah is a reflection of the Jewish people. So if the Jewish people are spread out and disparate and separate, the Torah is spread out and disparate and separate, and the Torah cannot be consolidated into one entity to be given to the Jewish people. Because if Klal Yisrael is Nifrad, and Klal Yisrael is separate, and Klal Yisrael is disattached from each other, the Torah cannot be consolidated into one entity and be given to the Jewish people. Therefore, in order for the Torah to be given, it has to be Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. Leich Kenoises Kal Yehudim. That is why the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuflam and Chesam and Beis, the Gemara says that in the end of days, the Torah will be forgotten. It says, Yeshoytetu levakish es dvar Hashem v'lo yimtzu'u, that they will not find halacha brura in one place. In other words, the Gemara says that in the end of days, the Torah will be disjointed. And the Maral explained, the Pachad Yitzchak explains, based on the Maral, that the same way, in order for the Torah to be given as one entity, so then Klal Yisrael has to come together as one entity, and thereby the Torah will reflect the state of the Jewish people. In the end of days, when we are disparate and we're separate from each other, so too the Torah will not be found in one place. The Torah will always be a reflection of the Jewish people. So that manifests in that in order for God to give us the Torah, we have to be ba'achdos, and then the Torah will reflect the state of the Jewish people and will be able to be administered as one entity. And in the end of days, when Klal Yisrael is disjointed into so many different segments, then yivakesh halacha brura v'lo yimtzeno, they will search for a clear halacha, and the Torah will not be found in one specific location. Okay. So that's just an idea on Daf Ayin Tes that we see when 150,000 people were added to Klal Yisrael, that came in the wake of a new din, namely the Gzeira that the Gevinim were Aser. Okay, let's try Daf Pei.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.